This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. I figure since we've been hearing the president talk so much about Muslims or Islam's contribution to our country, we should talk a little bit about that. This article comes from Keith Farrell on the FederalistPapers.org, and the date of this article is apparently not listed, but it's not long ago anyway. Let me see if I can find it. So comments on this article come all the way from April 13th, 2015, and it goes early as February. So this is no older than, I would say, 2 months. Anyway, it's called Obama Claims Islam Part of Founding. Here's the truth in the founder's own words. This isn't a long article. President Obama has continually asserted that Islam was woven into the fabric of the U.S. since its founding. Obama claims that Muslims have made significant contributions to the building of this nation. The claim is laughable to anyone who studied U.S. history. For example, historian David Barton spoke to Glenn Beck and tore the president's claims apart. Barton found the first real contribution any Muslim made was in 1856, so 80 years after the founding. So they're woven into the fabric of the founding of our nation. But the earliest contribution we can find is 80 years post-founding. Maybe someone out there could take up the cause of truth and help us out with our missing information. But anyways, if that's true, what happened in 1856? Secretary of War Jefferson Davis hired a Muslim to train camels in Arizona. Not exactly a resounding contribution, especially since the plan to fight Native Americans via camelback was soon dismissed. But Muslims did have an influence on early America, and that influence was one of a foe. After winning its independence from England, American vessels no longer enjoyed British protection. As you might expect. They sort of got their feelings hurt in that war for independence. France, dismayed that the U.S. would not aid it in its war against England, so it also ceased protecting American ships. The result led to American vessels being raided and plundered by Muslim pirates from the Barbary Coast. After agreeing to pay 10% of the new nation's dismal gross product, GDP, in exchange for passage, attacks continued. So we agreed to pay 10% in exchange for passage, and we still got attacked. So Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin were sent as representatives to mediate the problem. It was there they discovered that Islamic law the pirates followed made it their duty to attack non-Muslims. And so here's what Jefferson wrote, Thomas Jefferson, in his letter to Secretary of State John Jay. The ambassador answered us that the right was founded on the laws of the Prophet, that it was written in their Quran, that all nations who should not have answered their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them wherever they be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. So Ben Franklin wrote of his experience, "Nor can the plundering of infidels be in that sacred book forbidden, since it's well known from it that God has given the world and all that it contains to his faithful Muslimin, or Muslims, who were to enjoy it of right as fast as they conquer it." So that's Thomas Jefferson, that's Ben Franklin, saying that it's a part of Islam. It's a part of Islam. John Adams, in his report to Jay, wrote the Muslim prophet Muhammad and called him a military fanatic. He wrote of the Muslim prophet Muhammad, who denies that laws were made for him. He arrogates everything to himself by force of arms. So by the time Jefferson became president, the Barbary Coast was extorting 25% of U.S. GDP, and attacks were still occurring. So Jefferson wasted no time in signing war powers requested, which launched U.S.'s entire naval fleet to wage war on the Barbary pirates. The U.S. Marines were born. Jefferson saw the fleet off, ordering U.S. sailors to chase the pirates all the way to Tripoli, giving rise to the frame verse from the U.S. Marines anthem. President Obama is correct when he says the Muslims shaped this country, just not in how he means. They provided the context and the need for the U.S. Marines and provided our first lessons in battling extremism. It cannot be appeased. It must be routed out through force. This is written by Keith Farrell, a graduate of the University of Connecticut. He's been published at the Daily Caller, PJ Media, London City AM, Liberty Chat, Libertarian Republic, Bankable Insight, and the Register Citizen. Keith is also founder and president of the Spirit of 76 national nonprofit organizations, so on and so forth. Well, I think Ecclesiastes 8:11 comes in here again. When we are tardy in exercising God's justice, the heart of men is continually setting them to do evil. So, just how wonderful is Islam in the founding of this nation? Let's review. The first contribution we can find is a camel trainer in 1856. And that was a part of a failing plan to fight the Native Americans on camelback. And our earliest, as summed up in that paragraph, our earliest experiences with Islam show us that they are just extremists and cannot be appeased. Their holy book says to conquer and enjoy the spoils of war, and there's just no way around it. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.